listening to Viral Podcasting, the place to go to learn how to generate a six-figure income or more from your podcast. To get the latest tips and information, go to viralpodcasting.com.
You're listening to Viral Podcasting, and Viral Podcasting is the place to go if you're looking to start a podcast, take your podcast to the next level, and build a massive audience. This is show number 65. Hey, one of the most important things, essential part of every day, is waking up. What do you do when you wake up? You know, it's been said, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. So your morning routine should help focus you, help clarify what your day ahead looks like, what your goals are, and what you hope to accomplish. Well, I am not the best at that. But someone who is really effective at it, who's got a podcast, her name, you're probably familiar with her, is Luneed Lewis, and her podcast is Best Morning Routine Ever. And Luneed, hey, it's so important for any business person, anybody, to be successful in life. We all start off every day, unless you work in Las Vegas, with a morning routine, whether you're conscious of it or not. So I guess the thing to ask is, what is an effective morning routine?
Yeah, good question, Kerry. You are absolutely right when you said, whether we think about it or not, there is a habitual routine taking place every morning, whether it's getting up to putting on your makeup, to rushing out of the house, to rushing the kids out of the house, or to not even to have a silent or quiet moment. That's a routine, and we habitual creatures. We adapt it, and it becomes our thing day in and day out. So effective morning routines, what I have found out through my podcast, The Best Morning Routine Ever, is that entrepreneurs have shows that success leaves clues. Success leaves a trail. And so I sit down and talk to numerous and successful entrepreneurs, and such as yourself, Kerry. And I find that there are commonalities of things that they do in the morning that have contributed to their success. And that's why today I want to share with you 7 actionable items done in 7 minutes in the morning that can improve the quality of your day and your life.
Okay, and so only 7?
Only 7. And in 7 minutes, you don't have to spend 2-3 hours doing it. You can do it in 7 minutes or less. Because as a psychologist, I have my PhD in human behavior in the workplace and in business. Psychologists and doctors all over the world shows that what you do in the first 8 minutes set the tone for the rest of the day. So imagine that.
So yourself. Okay. So obviously you're talking the talk. I assume you're walking the walk. What do you do first thing when you wake up every morning?
Absolutely. First thing I do, I'm up at 5:30 in the morning. First thing that I do is drink a glass of water. Mm-hmm. I drink a glass of water to hydrate. And that is part of one of the 7 actionable items, because we're at a fasted state at night and we dehydrated, especially those who sweat at night. So we need to replenish. The body is fighting to get rid of toxins, expel toxins from our body. And so we need to aid that process in the morning by drinking a glass of water to replenish. But also it tremendously helps, and entrepreneurs have said this over and over again, with brain fog. You know, when you don't wake up 100%.
Yeah. About brain fog.
Thoughts are going rancid, and you have the same thoughts that you had yesterday, and you woke up with them this morning. Well, the hydration in the morning, the glass of water, will actually help. And it starts the night before. And I find it over and over again. I hear it over and over again. No, your morning routine starts the night before, because you have to plan ahead. If you don't plan, you plan to fail, right? Mm-hmm. And so prepping that glass of water, taking it the night before you go to bed, put it on your nightstand that it is room temperature, because it's better to absorb it that way in the morning, really helps and set your day on the right path already. That was just 2 seconds of the first thing. That's what I do in the first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. But I want to share with you what the framework that I have put together from the interviews, right?
Sure.
So the 7 actionable items, I have put them in an acronym. It's called HIT SAVERS. So acronym HIT and then SAVERS. And for the first one, you as you remembered, is hydration. Mm-hmm. Your H is hydration. So I'm drinking water first thing in the morning. And what I do for my hydration, I suffered from adrenal fatigue 2 years ago from overworking, working 16-hour days and not taking care of my body, where my cortisols were overproducing. So I was on a fight or flight mode at all times. I was tired, but wired and couldn't sleep. And if you think about it, that's your average mom who's all busy. That's your average entrepreneur, your average person just working, having so much to do, so busy. Well, I was looking at how to deal with adrenal fatigue. And one of the things that came up was magnesium and Himalayan salt. And so I add a pinch of that in my water the night before. And I drink that in the morning to get some minerals and electrolytes in my body. Uh-huh. And I call it the Himalayan morning cocktail. It's in my book that I will talk about later on today.
All right. So, okay. So that's part of your routine. What about meditation? You meditate at all?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go down the list of your hit sure. savers, right? So H is hydration. I is for you wake up and simply say, I am thankful for today. There's your attitude of gratitude. You're bringing that into your day first thing in sets the tone to actually bring more things, more blessings, more things to be grateful for. So it's a shift in perspective. So in your perspective, right? The T is for time's up, get your butt out of bed and make it. And I've heard that over and over again, when you do make your bed, you've accomplished your first task of the day. And that will help you be more productive throughout the day. And I have a quote around this is a made up bed is a made up mind.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. One of my pet peeves from my ex was I come home at 3 p.m. and the bed wasn't made. And I was like, you know, really, come on. It's like, I went to work.
The day's almost over. Why is the bed not made? And, mm-hmm. and it's so refreshing when you come home from a long day and you come in your bed, it's clean. Your place is set up and it's just like your sanctuary, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. So, mm-hmm. All right. So keep going down the list here.
Sure. Yeah. So the HIT was just like minute one, because it takes seconds to hydrate. It takes seconds to say I'm thankful. And then to make your bed, it'll take 20 seconds. Right. So minute two is practicing silence, practicing intentional silence. So for 1 minute, you can sit in silence and just like do some couple of deep breaths. Take some deep breaths. Mm-hmm. And then that's breathing. That can be considered your meditation time. Like this can be done in 20 minutes. This whole thing can be done in 22, half to an hour. But if you want to hack your morning, 1 minute of silence is a great way to start. And so that's centering yourself. Minute three is affirmations. Carrie, as you know, we have over 60,000 thoughts a day, and 90% of those are negative thoughts. We are worrywarts. We're worried about everything. We're thinking about what's working, what's not working, how you're being perceived, and also just a lack of, right? So with minute three, you simply pick out a few affirmations that inspires you, that motivates you, that speaks life into you, uplifting. Mm-hmm. And you repeat those for 1 minute, just 60 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, today's going to be a good day. I am capable. I'm competent. I am whatever it may be for you. Okay. You repeat those for 60 seconds and it actually elevates your mood and actually reframe the mind to start thinking positive.
I like it. All right. So what else? What do we do next?
Minute four. Go ahead.
Yeah. What do we do next?
Yeah, minute four is visualization. Visualization is seeing what you can, just looking, either checking out your vision board or just putting the subconscious mind to work. Is visualizing where you want to go, what goals, what achievements you want to attain. At later on. So making sure that you picture, you got to know where you're going, right? Like you said earlier, and when we started, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. And so visualization is honing in on the direction you're taking for that day and eventually for your life and goal setting.
Mm-hmm.
Minute five is exercise. You got 1 minute, 60 seconds. You get up and do jumping jacks for 60 seconds. Do push-ups, mm-hmm. do mountain climbers. Anything as small as that is good enough to elevate keep the heart rate up. Release some endorphins and actually get your body pumped up and awake and alert. And that helps you with focus throughout the day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Good. It doesn't have to be a 40-minute workout, just 60 seconds of something, you know, jumping jacks, as easy as jumping jacks. Minute six is read something stimulating. I know you're a big reader. You were on my podcast and we talked about your habits, and reading is crucial. It's important to read something that is uplifting, motivating. And if not reading it, listening to it. Because again, we're looking at the 8-minute increment of what you do that will set the tone for the rest of the day. Right. So getting something positive in there already keeps you, keeps that habit going throughout the day, because it's the same thing. If you go and scroll through your Facebook, your social media, your IG and all that, well, that habit is set. So throughout the day, you'll feel the urge to actually open up your social media accounts to check, especially if you posted something. You want to see how many likes you got, how you want to see how the engagement is going. So I advise don't read social media first thing in the morning. Give yourself some time, at least 5 minutes, 7 minutes in this case, before you let the world in. And so reading something stimulating, it could be any book, but if you read one or two pages, that is a great way to start, because we're not reading enough, right?
Yes.
And then the last one is a scribe. Here you write in your journal, if you have one, a daily journal, a gratitude journal, things that you're grateful for, but also write out your goals. What are your plans for today? How do you start prioritizing your day from the task that you need to do? Because there's something about checking things off a list that makes you feel so accomplished, me in particular. And so that is the 7 actionable items done in 7 minutes.
Very cool. Very cool. So what changes did you notice when you started doing this?
Yeah, more energy, Kerry. I noticed there is a lot more energy during the day. I sleep better at night. And so there was no need for an afternoon pick-me-up or a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. Having a cup of coffee after lunch to actually make it through the rest of the day. And then at night, I would toss and turn, having a hard time to sleep again. It's just wired. Thoughts, you just can't calm the mind down. And so doing these 7 things in the morning, I find it at night when my head hit the pillow, I am out. And it's deep sleep, REM sleep. It's not just shallow, fragmented sleep. So yeah, definitely sleeping better and I have more energy throughout the day.
Well, that's a good thing for sure. And how long you been doing this routine?
So I've been doing this routine for the past 2.5 years.
2.5 years, huh?
2.5 years. And so, I started my podcast earlier in the year because I wanted to know what else is happening. What else is are people doing out there? What else are the entrepreneurs and successful business people are doing? Because I really believe like success leaves clues. It leaves a trail. And I wanted to find out what others are doing. And the confirmation, these are the things that's taking place in the morning. Lots of meditation, lots of reading. Successful people read. Mm-hmm.
Of course. So what about your podcast? How long you been doing that?
Since July.
How many episodes?
Go ahead.
How many episodes? How many shows have you done?
23. So I run Monday and Thursdays. And so 2 episodes a week. And right now I'm at 23 episodes. And honestly, my goal was I had written out my goals for the podcast. And so right before I launched, I had a podcast journal. And I wrote down for the first month, I would like to get 100 downloads. For the third month, 250 downloads, you know, up the ante a little bit. And for the 6-month goal, I'd like to have 1,000 downloads. Well, Kerry, upon launching within the first month, I had over 1,000 downloads.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was, I was amazed how helpful what my guests are bringing on are helping my audience grow. Mm-hmm. And today we're celebrating today precisely our third month anniversary when we have over 6,200 downloads.
Oh, wonderful. That's a great accomplishment. So you figured out how you're going to make money on all this?
I am working after talking to you, you gave me some insight. I spoke to you last week and tell me about how ways to monetize the podcast. And so what I am doing is building a website now to actually get an email list going.
Excellent. Good. Hey, you're somebody who actually executes and enables. That's just wonderful. So many people say, I want to do this. I want to do that. And then they never do it. And it's a little disappointing, but But you are the exception, because if you don't execute, all this other stuff means absolutely nothing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Because not people say knowledge is power, but it's application.
Yeah. Well, knowledge plus, Hebrew, there's a word called mazel, which roughly translated means luck. But what the symbols are, actually, it's three symbols. One is time, one is place, and the other is action. And time, place, action. Without that, without time, place, action, meaning it's got to be the right time, got to be the right place. If you don't do that, then nothing is going to happen.
Time, place, action. You got me taking notes already.
Time, place, action.
Yeah. It's interesting that you said that, because I'm beginning to learn that you can take actions, but if the timing is not right, then it will flop. It will void it out. And that goes for me, because I'm just looking to getting in executive coach. And I feel like had I... 2 months ago, it wouldn't have been good timing, because I didn't have my framework in place. I didn't have the success that I have now.
You didn't have the right mindset. It's all mindset.
Absolutely.
So if there's one thing that you could do that you haven't done yet, what would it be?
One thing I can do that I haven't done yet.
Yeah. Today. One action today you can take. Yes.
Oh, for to advance, to get me to the next level?
Yeah, or just to get you to the point where you're going to get to the next level. It's just a step forward. One step you could take.
Yeah, one step forward that I can take is to get in front of the camera.
All right.
I am very shy. I am very in the background, back scenes. That's why podcasting works
like,
so well.
So you're like, we're so similar in that respect. It's taken me years to start really getting on the video, doing videos, and I get so many more responses, connections on YouTube. If you're listening on YouTube now, you know, my channel is FSN Gold and Silver, but I've done thousands of podcasts, over 6,000 since I started this. But the video is always a barrier. And then when I started doing it, it was just so simple to do. I couldn't believe it. Like the editing, it's just so simple. Somebody did an intro for me a long time ago and I was 30 pounds heavier. So I don't really like that. But nonetheless, it doesn't matter, because I cut that on there and it's got music. It sounds like news. It's really a great thing. I get thousands of downloads when I do it, thousands of views. So, hey, get on the camera today. Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. And you know, start seizing the day. Like you say, what you're really saying is seize the day. Today, I had to start out early. I like to work out in the mornings, three mornings a week, and I didn't have a chance to meditate, which is kind of a drag. You know, meditation is a thing that you have to do consistently. It's been said that prayer is talking to God. Meditation is listening to God. Whether you believe in God or not, it's irrelevant, higher power, I don't care. Clearing your mind and letting it just clear out the toxins, if you will, the toxicity of life, really helps. So what is one thing that you've wanted to do that you haven't done that you regret?
Starting this earlier, because there's been this calling, even in college over, you know, 7-10 years ago, there's this, like, you want to do more, you want to express yourself, you need a global audience, you need a bigger, you need a platform. And I didn't look into it. I was like, I don't speak well enough. I have an accent. I had all these excuses that why I couldn't do what I'm doing now. And and I want to be bigger. I really envision myself reaching a global mass.
That's great.
And if I had started, I'm saying 7-10 years ago, I think I would have been a lot further. The notion of like, we underestimate what we can do today we overestimate what we can do today, underestimate what we can do in 5-10 years, right? Like if I had started, I would have that time under my belt. So actually execute do more.
Yeah. You know, I wouldn't really go there. I don't think it really does you any good. And, it's irrelevant, because you know what? You didn't do it. You did it now. So for whatever reason, the right time was now. It wasn't then. Life happens at its own pace, and everything that you want to do, you can do. Law of attraction, skeptic, believer, half and half? Where do you come down on that one?
I'm a believer. I'm very optimistic. I work day in and day out to frame my mind to only think positive, because we have all these ant, right? Automated negative thoughts that just run rancid.
Oh, I like that. Can I use that? Automated negative thoughts. I really like that.
Yeah, Dr. Amen talks about it a lot in his workshops, and it runs rancid. And so we have to be cognizant. We have to be mindful and be able to mind our business, mind our mind, be able to train it and reframe it to start thinking positive, because we become what we think about, right?
Yeah, you are.
Our thoughts.
You are what you eat, and you are what you think.
Absolutely. And you got to be mindful of what you're feeding your mind, just as you feed your body. Garbage in, garbage out. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with reading positive things and stimulating content. That's crucial to changing your mind, your mindset. And so I'm a believer. I'm a believer in a higher power. I believe in God, and I believe in humankind. I also believe in that we control our destiny.
Yeah.
There's a lot of believers that feel like they leave everything in God's hand. God's going to control it. God's going to take over. No, God has allowed us to, yes, we need faith. Faith without action is dead, right? That's what the word says. And so people who just says it's in God's hands, God's going to take care of it, but you need to act. You need to take the actions. You need to be able to be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Think about what your thoughts are, and be able to change them so that it is optimistic, that it is uplifting, because those will shape your day to day. That will shape your month to month. That will shape your year. That will eventually shape your life only because of what you're thinking.
Yeah. Well, for sure. What is a belief? A belief is a thought that's repeated over and over again that reaches a level of your attention that you no longer question it. If you believe you're a loser, like Henry Ford said, whether you think you can do it or whether you think you can't, either way, you're right. And, you know, you go through times in life where your confidence flags. So much of how far you get in life is confidence. And then you reach a point where you realize, hey, I'm in a rut. My confidence has flagged, and I need to do more. So obviously you reached an epiphany. I assume that you've had a number of careers, a number of different jobs in your life. What led you to this exactly?
So what led me here, and I will share with you in a second, but I really like what you said about confidence flag. What I'm learning as I'm doing this and growing is confidence flag all the time. Anytime. It can flag right now. Even the most confident people, the most successful people have confident issues. It's something that continuously needs to be worked at. And that's why these tools are put in place to actually ensure that that's what it is, that your confidence stays up.
Mm-hmm.
So what has led me here is I have my PhD. I thought I was going to be a clinical psychologist and quickly realized people's problems burned me out.
Yeah, you become like a carrier because so many times people you're talking to, they don't really want to solve them. They just want to unload on you, right?
They want a punching bag.
Yeah. Oh, God. And I tried to help someone recently. And finally, I said, look, I'm not your shrink. I'm not your significant other. All I am is somebody who's trying to help you. So don't tell me about problems. I only want to hear about solutions. If you can't talk about solutions, don't tell me anything. So there's like a little tough love here, but you know, problems are only opportunities in life, challenges. What's the old Asian thing? Chinese, the symbol for crisis is danger and opportunity, kind of like the Hebrew symbol for luck. And, you know, for every challenge you have, it's an opportunity for growth. So just tell us goals for the coming year for your podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. So goals for the upcoming year is to monetize my podcast, believe it or not, as the monetization guru is. It's for me to monetize my podcast. I would love to, in the next 6 months, to be able to leave my 9-to-5 and do this full time.
Ah, good for you. Become a professional podcaster, media personality. There's nothing wrong with that. Hey, if you haven't gotten my book out there already, please make sure you go get it. Viral Podcasting, a proven process to earn a six-figure income from your show. Yes, you can do it. Like I said, whether you're looking to just start a podcast, there are better people to help you do that than me as far as the technical stuff goes. Anybody can learn that. We all have to go through it. And refining your work process is a very important part of it. I don't downplay it. But whether you have a Shure SM58 mic, or I hesitate to say a Blue Snowball or a Yeti, I don't like those mics. But hey, if that's what floats your boat, don't get the Blue Snowball. But if you have an SM58 or you have an RE20, an Electro Voice, which is a great mic, I'm using a Shure KSM313 ribbon mic. Phenomenal mic. It doesn't matter. As long as it faithfully reproduces your voice, you have a clean sound, that's all we care about. Whether you use a mixer or not, it doesn't matter. Just do it. Hey, and then it comes down to building your brand, building massive audience, and monetizing. It's kind of, you don't want to put the cart before the horse. Oh, Anita, mm-hmm. You really don't want to do that. Monetize after you've built up your following. Don't monetize before you built your following, because you never know who's going to be following you and what the appropriate means of monetization is. Anyway, just tell us, where do we find your podcast? How do we connect with you?
Yeah. So podcast name is Best Morning Routine Ever. And it is on iTunes. It is on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, as well as FM radio. I do have link website. It's LunitLewis.com. On there, you'll find the audio, the podcast as well. My book. I do have an ebook that came out, First Things First, Hydrate. The Power of a Habit Can Control Your Destiny. That's on Amazon. That will be on my website as well. And it's a whole series. So there's plenty more coming around the seven actionable items that I mentioned earlier on how to hack your morning.
Excellent. Hey, questions or comments? What's your take on podcasting? Where are you at in the process? Email us, kl@carrielutz.com. Don't forget my open offer, which is to review your podcast, no charge, tell you what I think of your business model, whether you're on the right path or not, and we can kind of go from there. Hey, Luni, it's been great having you on. Really appreciate it. ViralPodcasting.com. Find the book, Viral Podcasting, over at Amazon.com. Sold over 500 copies of it so far in the past couple of years without really trying at all. It just kind of has sold itself and gotten a lot of good feedback on it. Love what we're doing here. Luni, it's great speaking with you, and we'll talk to you again. Good luck with your podcast and achieving your goals.
Thanks, Gary.
This has been another episode of Viral Podcasting. Be sure to visit us at viralpodcasting.com.